The federal government announced in March that Isle Royale's decimated wolf population would get an infusion of new wolves over the next 3 years in an attempt to control the abundance of moose currently on the island. This was a story reported on by media outlets on the north shore of Lake Superior to the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and across the country, including stories in the New York Times. Mark Romanski is the Isle Royale National Park Chief of Natural Resources. He says the wolves will come from a variety of locations across the upper Midwest and Canada. Capture and relocation efforts will take place starting in the fall of 2018. Meanwhile, there was concern expressed from members of the public and from wildlife officials about bringing more wolves to Isle Royale. Dr. Seth Moore is the Director of Wildlife and Biology for the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He says the band sent a letter in 2017 to the Park Service expressing their concerns about reintroduction of wolves to Isle Royale.
We just felt like this is a long-running study. It's been going on for 50-plus years. It would be the natural conclusion of this type of study, first of all. Second of all, it would be, you know, if it plays out the way the scientists believe it would play out, it's a fantastic illustration about the consequences of climate change in a long-term project. And so, you know, in our view, you know, in my view, certainly as a scientist, I would rather see this play out. If moose populations increase and they start to affect the vegetation, those are interesting scientific findings, first of all. Second of all, the consequences of that are not going to be catastrophic, nor will they be immediate. So why not allow that to occur, document what happens, and then make a decision down the road about whether or not wolves should get reintroduced? So to me, it's short-circuiting a really excellent scientific research project and now inserting an artificial dynamic to that, which, you know, to me is unfortunate.
As it turns out, some researchers who study wolves on Isle Royale cite climate change as a reason to bring more wolves to the island. They said in the past, wolves could regularly move on and off the island along ice bridges to find fresh mates. Now, researchers say, climate change has made ice bridges rare on Lake Superior, and the increasingly isolated wolf population has grown weak through inbreeding. Moore does not agree with that sentiment.
And I just think that argument doesn't carry a lot of weight. In three of the last four winters, we have had ice bridges form between the mainland and Isle Royale. In two of those three ice bridge years, a collared wolf traveled from Isle Royale to Grand Portage, and we actually had a Grand Portage collared wolf travel from Grand Portage to Isle Royale. So we know two things are happening. Ice bridges continue to form, and wolves continue to use those ice bridges. So I just don't think this argument that there are no longer ice bridges carries any weight given the recency of these last several ice bridges.
During a news conference June 7th, where it was confirmed that wolves will be transported to the island, Isle Royale National Park Superintendent Phyllis Green was asked what level of discussion or input the Grand Portage Band had in the decision to bring more wolves to Isle Royale. Green says there was some discussion and hesitancy to support the project from the band.
The Grand Portage Band has been in a dialogue with us on this population management for even before we started the formal planning process. And we have consulted with them and 14 bands of Ojibwe tribes across the southern Lake Superior shoreline throughout the planning process. Grand Portage and Keweenaw Bay Indian Tribe were not in favor of doing a reintroduction. They were actually okay with letting nature move forward without any further change or additions from human actions. However, they are currently supportive of us in the sense of acknowledging how the system is changing and how this will help influence. They are working with us on the project in the future. And I think in part to manage their own, to gain information that will help them in their own management of tribal resources on the mainland.
Now that the if question has been answered regarding the Park Service's decision to bring wolves to Isle Royale, Moore says there are additional concerns, primarily where the animals will come from.
What else I've been hearing is that some wolves may be taken from the state of Michigan. And, you know, this was another of our concerns initially is, you know, how would parasites and diseases be either screened for or addressed as they bring wolves from Michigan to Isle Royale, given the likelihood of escapement of some of those wolves back to Grand Portage across ice bridges. So as they bring new wolves onto the island, some of those wolves aren't going to remain there, especially given the frequency of ice bridges. And so I have some concerns that the park could be actually mediating the exchange of parasites and disease in an unnatural way, because there certainly was no way that wolves from Michigan ever swam that distance to get to Isle Royale. And rarely were there ever ice bridges that spanned that extent from the Keweenaw Peninsula or Michigan over to Isle Royale.
When asked if wolves that will be transported to Isle Royale could come from the Grand Portage Reservation, Green said that is an option.
Yes, the band contacted us because they have very high moose calf mortality rates going on right now, and that may be part of why they're willing to work with us. And so they may be looking at how they might reduce the population in some of their moose areas. And since we definitely have an interest in wolf pack that know how to take down that very large moose, we're looking forward to further discussions with them.
Moving forward, Moore says he respects the choice of the Park Service and federal government to make their own decisions. However, he hopes the park will respect treaty rights and continue to consider options that will work best for all species on the island and the surrounding mainland near Lake Superior.
So the Grand Portage Indian Tribe never actually ceded Isle Royale in the Treaty of 1854. The Grand Portage Band occupied Isle Royale, used it extensively, and it was never actually officially ceded in the treaty, even though the federal government ultimately took responsibility and took over that piece of land. And so the Grand Portage has always asserted its claim to Isle Royale and the historic use of Isle Royale for harvest of fish and game and natural resources. And the park, and in particular Phyllis, from the park superintendent, have been very supportive and respectful of that history. They've established a very good working relationship with the Grand Portage Tribal Council. And so this is an extension of that good working relationship, is the possibility that Grand Portage Tribal Government and our Trust Lands Agency may be able to work with them on some natural resources projects of mutual interest. So I'm sort of equally excited and opposed to the direction that they're taking.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.